Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P.
What'd that guy say?
Fuck them.
There you go.
great time.
Huh?
I said it's a great song.
Yeah.
So how's your day? How's things?
Long.
I'm sure.
Got hit with a cup of coffee.
You got hit with a what?
Cup of coffee.
Oh. Is that something you shouldn't have?
No, a guy in a Mercedes was in front of me. I was in a carpool lane. On the left side of the lane, he crossed over to the left, over the double yellows, over the white, into my lane. Right next to me, gave me a funny look and then took off. And then we're getting down the road a little bit, and about maybe 2-3 blocks, out comes a fucking cup of Starbucks.
Oh, moron.
Well, yeah, but what he didn't know was two cars behind me was the CHP guy who's seen the whole thing. he flung out to the right, the lights, the bells, whistles, everything, and said the Harley Davidson and the Mercedes pull over to the shoulder.
Right.
So I get behind him, the Mercedes pulls to the inside shoulder on the carpool lane where there's really no room to go. And then I go over around him, I get over to about half a block from the exit, and then I have to follow them off the exit.
Wow.
So he asked him. He said, well, one, you're going to get a ticket for going over the double yellow line.
Right.
Two, illegal to throw anything out the window. He said, it was a cup of coffee, and I was done with it. He said, no, I don't think you were done, because it looks like this young man has 3/4 of it all over.
Right.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So what's our topics tonight? Anything?
Yeah.
Oh, how was your weekend? How did everything go? Did you make it to the events you wanted to?
Yeah. Well, Saturday I stopped by Bill's. And
how's he doing?
Huh?
I said, how's he doing?
Good. I got there... Got there about 1:30. About 3:30 we left to go to the naughty school go run. That kind of turned into a fiasco.
Why? It looked like it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
Well, but you only see a photo and you think it's okay.
Nah, they had everybody there, and then they didn't really plan on. And there was no plan. They were shooting from
right.
the hip. And everybody at the tables couldn't see anything going on by the front because everybody was standing there. And then a lot of people got up and went outside. So it kind of turned into a bust.
Was this the first time they ever did this event?
No, but it's the first time they did it where they did it, and they didn't have anybody to tell everybody to go back.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Well, because I was going to say, sometimes if it's a person doing it for a first time and they're not sure what they're doing, you know, I mean, it's to be expected. It takes time, you know, for people to get the gist of it.
Now, when you don't know, and everybody, Bill was sitting there at the table, I was up taking pictures, and had the guy from Easy Rider step on me when he was coming down the stairs.
Right.
He kind of didn't like it when I pushed him.
Oops.
And, yeah. So then everybody started hollering, Bill needs to go up there and take over.
Well, you know, he always says, hand him a microphone and he can control the crowd.
Yeah, pretty much, but turned into a clusterfuck.
So how are the other events that you made, or I don't know how many you had to go to?
Everything was good. I went to four.
Good. Huh?
Four.
Wow. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I don't know either sometimes.
Yeah. But you just have to. I mean, if you're committed, you know, or if you've already committed the thing going to A, B, C, and D, and when you show up at A, B, C, and D, yeah, you just do the best you can, you know?
Yeah, but back to what happened with the coffee cup. He gave the guy his tickets, told me to wait by the side, so I did. And then talked to me, and he said, you know, there's some new rules about lane splitting. And I said, really? I thought that Bill died in the house. And he said, well, there's some guidelines that we set up. And I said, oh, okay. He said, you know, you were on the pretty much real close to that white line, and I thought you were going to pass that car. The guy who threw the thing at me. No, I was going to pass him. I figured it was safer to be behind him than in front of him. That way I could see the brake lights if he hits, locks up the brakes.
True.
Yeah. And next thing I know, you know, he goes, I'm not going to give you a ticket. I said, really? I said, that's when I started asking him questions. And the first question was, so tell me about these guidelines as you understand them. And basically he gave me the 10-cent novel version. And I said, oh, okay. He said if I had any, all my friends know that there would be clamped down on people splitting lanes, riding on the double.
Right.
So I said, okay, and was on my way. And I stopped to get gas, and I called Bill, and I told him what was going on, and I told him to let everybody know. And
right.
Then he proceeded to tell me about the a Marine got out of the Marine Corps the other day.
Okay.
And well, hello, Eunice.
Hey.
Hi, Eunice. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. Better.
Good.
Good.
I mean, let me finish what I was doing. I'll be right. I'll leave you unmuted.
Go ahead.
So, he gave this kid a ticket, and the kid went to court the other day, and the judge asked the guy, well, why didn't you take his helmet? And he knows I educated him when they took my helmet. They violated the 14th Amendment. Search and seizure, fourth, fifth.
Are you there?
Yeah, I was there. I think that
oh,
was Eunice.
Oh, sorry.
I think that was Eunice listening. Or was you?
No, it's not me.
Okay. So, he beat the case. So Bill calls me today and tells me that the same guy brought somebody else up for the eyeglasses, sunglasses, saying that the size was too wide. Then he started proceeding to write about helmet tickets. Two other things. The guy's supposed to call me, but he hasn't called yet. I mean, maybe he's going to call the show. I don't know. I couldn't get any more information out of Bill than that.
Wow.
But, yeah. So, we're going to have to set up another meeting with the city. See what's going on. But,
even though Stacey said it, I mean, there are such strict laws in California compared to so many other states. It's like, wow, how the hell do you keep up with them all?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. If you don't know, you're going to get fucked.
Right. Well, that's like someone was telling me here that they passed a law that now officers can check your vehicle, like your tags and stuff, come up on your property. I'm like, oh, no, they cannot.
No, they can't.
It's private property.
No, they can't. But the other day when I went to one place, there was a sheriff car with four cameras on the roof, one on each fender in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And one in the back, right in the middle of the trunk.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm saying here like, no, they have to have probable cause to cross that sidewalk on your private property. You know, I could see if you were in an apartment complex because that is free reign, so to say, for them to cruise through. But, you know, I was just in awe when you said that they could cross that line on your personal property without a probable cause. I'm like,
I didn't say
what
that.
Or I mean, we're not that they can, but I don't know. Like I said, I just find it appalling. If that law was actually passed here, thank God it hasn't happened. But you know what they look at is if your tags aren't, you know, current. Supposedly they have the right to where they can come up on your personal property and check your vehicles. I'm like, no, they have to have probable cause, for one. For two, they better show up with a warrant or something because they can't just come up on your property because they feel like it.
Yeah.
I better rethink what I just said.
Yeah.
The way things are now. It's crazy. So how about them Hawks? We're gonna kick your ass.
That's name. Hey, you forget where my loyalty lies.
Your roots are. I know. That's why I said, how about those Hawks?
Yeah.
I believe we're gonna go, and then our last battle will be with the Bruins. Anyhow, so did you receive pictures to your phone?
Yeah, but I couldn't. It's so small, I can't tell what it is.
It was me wearing the shirt, the front and the back.
Oh, it looks like the front.
You got a wider screen, huh?
Looks like the front.
No, you gotta push the thing. It's a slide show thing, just two photos. When you click on it, it flips to the other one.
Okay.
But I had to move my hair so that way you could see the back of it.
Okay. Yeah, cool. I like that.
Yeah.
The first thing you say is about time.
Well, you know. Was I first or was I second?
You were second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You forgot. Yeah, your age memory is the second thing to go.
No, a lot of things have gone and went and they ain't coming back, but no, I've been tied up a lot with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
He had his first popsicle today. The ice cream guy that I've had for like 20 years. It's so funny. My daughter and I, we came out, and he's like, oh my God. And he gets one of those little flavored popsicle things, you know. And he was just a happy camper with his first popsicle. Of course, and I had to bring my dog out because she knows him so well, and she gets free ice cream.
The background. Huh? That's him in the background, isn't it?
No. my grandson? No, he's in the other room. And until he, like, screams really loud, you're not going to hear him.
All right. What's up, Eunice?
Oh, nothing much. I just wanted to know I got one of those funny phones today.
Funny phone?
Where I can take pictures and put them on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was going to say, what's a funny phone?
Well, it's funny to me because I've only had it about, say, 4 or 5 hours by 6
right.
o'clock before. And I had to bring it back over to T-Mobile, and I said, I pressed the thing to answer these phone calls, and I'm not getting them. And she
right.
says, oh, she forgot to show me how I have to slide it. I said, okay, thank you.
It's but okay. You'll get used to it. Just get a time.
Yeah,
we have plenty of time.
She set me up on Facebook, and I can get my emails, and I can get my I can get on the computer, you know.
Uh-huh.
All those good things. Well, it would take me probably 100 years to learn it all. But I said, can I take pictures? Now, what do I do to put them on Facebook? She says, you take the pictures, then you go on Facebook and you send it. You know, go on to your album or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So I says, well, that's good. So I'll start taking pictures.
Uh-huh.
When I have my heart surgery, you know, when I get laid, you know. I wonder if I can keep that phone in between my legs. That's just, you're supposed to be laughing.
Well, if you're gonna take pills when you're, say that again. You were gonna do what now?
Jesus.
You have to repeat it because with age, Phil became deaf.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
I was paying attention to something. Go ahead.
I said, how am I gonna hold the phone on my Saturday night special? Because I gotta hold the leg up. So.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I've done that. Oops, sorry. It came out bad.
Yeah.
You just have to learn how to multitask.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be very good tonight. I'm not going to swear or say anything dirty or anything like that.
Yeah.
Fine.
Well, if you're going to do it,
that's what brings people to listen to a show.
If I'm going to do what, Phil?
If you're gonna learn how to do that, you might want to take a video. I don't think people want to see a picture. They want to see the video.
Oh, the video, huh? Oh, okay. I don't know if my husband will participate in that, though. So I guess
well,
I'll just have to get a lover. That's all.
Well, he can take the video.
Oh.
Or
no, he won't even do that. Oh, God, no.
Oh.
Jesus. He'd be in the confessional box for 10 years.
Okay, Eunice, do we need to find you a mattress on the side?
Behave.
What?
Behave.
I am behaving. I was just joking.
That's okay. I can find my own.
There you go.
You know what? I don't even do anything. I get told to behave. I get told to put cotton in it. I get told not to say anything. I get told not to do anything.
Hey, I'm intrigued now. Put cotton where?
What? In my mouth? Like you tell me? And in my ears?
No, I said the cotton you put in your ears, sometimes you
put
should
in your
put
in your mouth.
I've got to go for that sleep net at your chest tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Do you need
the
CPAP?
Well, I had the CPAP before and I just couldn't tolerate it. So they feel that I should really have it, you know.
Right. Don't use faucet water to clean it.
Oh, no, I know.
Okay.
I know. But it has nothing to do with the fainting spells. It is my heart. They just don't know what they're going to do right now. So
wow.
I'll know more the 21st I go back to the heart doctor. So we'll take it from there.
Who was that?
You already unmuted there, Blondie.
What do you mean unmuted? What's that?
No.
I don't hear blonde hair.
I'm talking to Stacy.
Oh.
You know, he calls all of us Blondies because when we have our brain fart moments, he doesn't want to say that, so we're just all Blondies.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to hang for as long as I can, but...
Who's that?
How are you feeling, Ryan? Stacy?
Huh?
Yeah,
oh, Stacy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
What's the matter, Stace?
Yeah, I'm not feeling too good. Last night, I had a bit of a rough night, and it's just not good right at the moment. So I'm going to hang here.
Is it your stomach?
What?
Is it your stomach?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Just be careful.
Yeah, I am. I'm just going to, like I said, I'll hang for as long as I can, but if I got to go, then that's it. Because I'm just, really, 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 I'm exhausted right now, along with not feeling good. So, I will after. I'm just going to kind of sit in the background, but I'm here. Don't think I'm not.
Okay. I'll leave you unmuted.
Yeah, you better, because when I do need to throw my 2 cents in there, I better be able to.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to hang around too much longer either, guys. I know I just called in, but it's been a rough day. I just basically tell you my daughter, Deanne, her significant calf that I really don't like. Is loaded with cancer, and that's a fact. So they have no insurance policy, so of course you've heard me speak of Peter Stefan.
Uh-huh.
He's the one that had the bomber at his funeral parlor. So I know Stefan very well. As a matter of fact, Hermes and I are going out to lunch with him one day this week. And
do me a favor, Eunice. Turn the sound down in the background.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All right. Better?
Better.
Okay. So, Peter, Peter, not for him. I know he's dying, but you know how much I love him. But for my daughter and her daughters, do you think we can, without the state finding out? Oh, well, I shouldn't even be saying this on Blog Talk Radio.
Exactly.
So anyways, he's going to take care of things for me. So.
Okay.
But, so it's just been a tough of day, so I really I called Nara later on and let her know. So I just I'm just mentally exhausted at this time, so.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't be any good company for tonight. And I hope you understand
that.
Well,
that's okay. You can always come back when you do feel up to it and we'll kick it around some and like we usually do.
Right. I'll probably give you a call later.
Okay.
All right, so I know you're very busy or I'd call you, but I'll talk to you later. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Good night, guys. Bye bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh.
Yeah. So getting back to that little incident I had today. So I asked this, I kept asking this guy to explain to me what he was talking about because I didn't really understand what he was thinking. And he kind of and it's the first time I don't have the shit written down that I carry with me.
Right.
I took it out of my saddlebag because I put my cover in the bag because they were painting ships today. But I got home and I was looking at what he said, and he's kind of wrong. And I got his name and stuff, so he asked me why I was doing that. He thought maybe I was going to make out a complaint, and I said, no. I'm not going to make out a complaint. Basically, I was like, yeah, give that motherfucker 2 tickets.
Right.
But now it worked out pretty good. That guy, he didn't appreciate getting the tickets, I'll tell you that. He was pissed.
Well, I'm sure are they hefty tickets for that?
Oh, yeah.
Or no? Okay.
So for crossing the lines is $490, plus after all the costs and fees and shit, it's close to $600.
Damn.
But Stacy, you didn't hear what happened, did you?
No, I didn't.
I was I get off work and I was on the freeway going the way I always go. So I get closer to where I lived, and I take a different direction. But I was in the carpool lane, and a Mercedes crossed over in front of me. So I slowed down a little bit. And 2 cars behind me was a highway patrol guy.
Yeah.
So my highlight was on, so I guess this guy thought I hit the high beam because he pulled in front of me. So I think I pissed him off at that point because he cut me off. And out comes probably a medium to large coffee from Starbucks. Out the window, caught me at the bottom of my helmet and in the chest. And it just gave me a bath.
And then Are you serious?
Yeah. Then the guy swung out behind me. The highway patrol officer swung out behind me. Got in the route and on my right side, and said the Harley Davidson and the Mercedes pull over to the shoulder. So I get behind him and I'm following him, and the guy pulls over in the middle of the freeway by the median. And he's like, no, I told you on the shoulder. So we follow him down. I take off around him and I get over to the shoulder and I'm riding down rolling down the shoulder till the, and I didn't go past him or nothing. I just rolled down the shoulder and waited for him. Then I followed him off the freeway to the parking lot, and he told me to take off my helmet. I guess he thought if I take off my helmet, I won't run away. So he walks up to the window, and the guy starts yakking about motorcycles and da-da-da-da-da. He said, well, that's part of the reason I stopped you, but the first reason is you crossed over the double yellow line, and you cut this guy off. Second issue is you threw something out the window that there's a law. You're not supposed to do that. Fucking motorcycles every day. The guy, he just let him ramble on and told him, give me your license, registration, proof of insurance. So I think he got 3 violations on 1 ticket. Then he came back and talked to me after this guy left. And we started talking about, and he's telling me about the new law with the lane splitting and stuff. And I told him, I thought that bill died on the House floor. It's actually got pulled and being rewritten. But he proceeded to give me his version of everything that was going on with that. And I said, okay. And then I asked him some questions that he couldn't answer. So basically, I'm going to educate him from all the stuff that I have, and we'll go from there. But he also said to let my friends know that they're going to be watching now because they don't want anybody driving. And there's a white line, and about 6 inches between that is a yellow line, double yellow, with a little bump, the bot dots on it. And then on the other side, it has another white line. So you can't ride between the 2 white lines on the yellow. Even if traffic split, traffic stopped and you split in the lane, you still got to stay in the lane you're in. And it's kind of hard to do because they see you coming. They move to the right, so you have to stop. Or they open a car door on you. I told them about that, too, and then I told them about what happened to me 2 exits up when I got... I had my shoulder redone. But I know, going that way for almost 20 years, I know exactly where they are at what time of the day, so I kind of behave myself.
Right. So,
I came back and I read all this stuff, and after that, see what happens. I got his name and everything, so I'm going to see if I can set up a meeting with him. And then the other guy that wrote the guy the ticket for his sunglasses, he wrote another one today and gave the guy 4 violations total. I didn't get all the...
Is he going to get a ticket for, like, you wearing his coffee?
Well, no, but I think, you know, he kind of took care of him first and wanted to make sure he was out of the area, you know. So I didn't follow him.
I guess.
Yeah.
Guy deserved a punch in the mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've done worse, but yeah. But we'll see what happens.
Right.
Once I talk to this guy. And then Bill told me about another guy that got jacked up today. And that guy that got schooled in court last week. So we'll see what happens. Well, what's going on over there?
I've been sick since yesterday. Not too much of nothing going on. I even promised myself I'm going to get up and go to the gym. Yeah, I got up, put Gage on the bus, and went back to bed, and I didn't wake up till almost 3 o'clock this afternoon. So, and it's just been, I brought him to karate.
Uh-huh.
I'm just not feeling good. I don't know if I got a bug or something, but it just is not good.
Yeah, it might be the change in the weather.
Yeah, it's raining and yucky. Well, it's damp. It's not rainy, it's just damp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's going on? What's going on with all this the gun stuff in Chicago, Nora?
Oh, the conceal and carry. Everything passed. The only thing they want you to do is you can't conceal and carry on, you know, like the LRTA, CTA, that kind of thing. But you can conceal and carry as long as you have an ID from the police department.
Uh-huh.
And you don't have a record.
Yeah. Which I understand you gotta fill out an application to do that now.
You do.
You gotta go in for an interview and all kinds of other stuff.
Yep. They wanna scope you.
Please.
Oh, boy. You know, it was easier before the conceal and carry in the regard of if you had firearms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's, they're pretty much, you know, putting more of a tight grip to it, which I can understand. You know, there's a lot of murders in Chicago every day, let alone through the state of Illinois. But like I said, you know, hopefully this will keep it down in regards to some of the killings. But because since the conceal and carry had passed, Mayor Rahmuel Emanuel, however you pronounce his name, he was trying to get the bill passed ban automatic weapons, but now since conceal and carry had passed in the states, that blows him out of the water. He can't get that to pass now. They won't do it.
Wow.
So
why won't they do it? What'd they say? What was the reason?
Well, the reasoning is the way the conceal and carry law took effect, it prevents them to further in Chicago to try and ban assault weapons. They even had some of the people, family members from Connecticut, to plead for, you know, removing of assault ban or, you know, banning assault weapons. But because the way the governor put in with the conceal and carry, that'll never pass. It won't, because then they would have to redo the whole entire conceal and carry, and the governor is not going to do it.
Right.
So it's one good fight, but then it loses a battle for, you know, parents in Chicago worrying about their kids, let alone themselves.
Wow.
But they are still closing. It was 52 schools. There's 4 schools that are saved. So 48 schools will close in Chicago. Which the parents aren't liking at, because in a lot of the neighborhoods, as the gangs, you know, there's a lot of problems. But they don't care. They're doing it anyways.
Yeah. What about in on the border there on Mass and Rhode Island? What about that? What do they say over there?
About what?
Guns.
Yeah. Are you kidding? Where I live, they got some of the strictest gun things in place ever. It's freaking ridiculous. This area here is very, very heavy populated. I mean, to even go hunting or anything, you really have to travel up north. But they've got some pretty strict gun policies in place, and I don't think they'll ever change them, because they've been that way for a long time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of times they won't change them.
Yeah, and it's that whole area, or the people of, are predominantly, I don't know, the richer flavor of society over here in these parts, you know, and they're rubbing elbows with the bigwigs, et cetera, and they pretty much keep it the way it's been for the last 15 years.
Yeah. the next time either one of you get a call that's blocked or from an unknown number.
Yeah.
Answer it and whisper, "It's done, but there's blood everywhere," and then hang up.
Yeah. Why? So we can get a knock at the door?
What?
Why, so we can get a knock at the door? With my luck, they surround my house.
That was as bad as, you know, how it used to be, Phil, when you were out this way, and people would answer the phone back in the day. County morgue, you stab them like slabs.
Yeah. No, my message used to say, "I'm out in the backyard digging for gold." I'll return your call.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's just all this stuff is going on. It's crazy sometimes, because everywhere I turn now, something else comes up where these guys are just pulling shit out of their ass, and they're writing tickets. They're writing tickets as a safety issue. So it's all coming down to your version of safety versus his version of safety. So when these guys all start going to court, you need to have your shit in line. But it's crazy sometimes. And I try and tell them that, and sometimes they get me so mad, but I know they're baiting me, so I kind of like, Bill's favorite two words, I shut up at one point or another. But, if you're going to play the game, you better know your game.
Yeah, like I said, it's not like what it used to be.
No. No, it's not, so... Like, I don't know if you guys saw this, but I posted this the other day. Motorcycles make you smarter. Scientific study. The scientists who invented the Brain Age, a popular mental training game for the Nintendo DS, has discovered that riding motorcycles can improve your cognitive function. Kawashima partnered with Yamaha Japan and Tohoku University to study the effects of motorcycle riding on middle-aged men. In a convenient and easy environment, the human mind and body get used to setting the hurdle low. Our final conclusion is that riding motorcycles can lead to smart aging. 22 men in their 40s and 50s who had motorcycle licenses but had not ridden for at least a decade were used for the study. Half were made to ride a motorcycle every day for 2 months, while the other half were forbidden to. Two groups were given a series of tests before and after that period. The group who rode a motorbike higher marks in conjunction with function tests. One test had a group attempt to remember a set of numbers in reverse order. Motorcyclists improved their scores by more than 50% after the 2 months, while the non-riders scores decreased marginally. Motorcyclists have also reported making fewer mistakes at work and generally feeling happier. Because riding a motorcycle requires a high level of alertness and rapid problem solving, the driver's brain gets activated by riding motorbikes. He went on to conclude that mental care is a very big issue in modern-day society. I think we made an interesting stir here, as data showed you can improve your mental condition simply by riding a motorcycle to commute. True shit. Can't write. Yeah, I can't make this shit up. I don't know if you guys saw the other one I put up the other day, but this one is your brain on a motorcycle by the same guy. Riding a motorcycle every day might actually keep your brain functioning at peak condition. Subjects otherwise healthy people, it's kind of pretty much a little bit the same here, except for, so why motorcycles? Shouldn't driving a car have the same effect as riding a motorcycle? There were many, only a dog knows why he sticks his head out a window, I'll tell you that right now. There were many studies done on driving cars in the past. A car is a comfortable machine which does not activate your brain. It only happens when going across a railway crossing or when a person jumps in front of us. By using motorcycles more in our life, we can have positive effects on our brains and in our minds. True shit.
We have to look at it this way. When someone's in a motorcycle, they're not protected by a body of an automobile. So they have to be aware of everything around them and pay attention at all times. It's not like you can sleep, you know, on a bike as passenger, you know, as you're going down the road. Versus a car, you can be a little bit more relaxed, you know. It's different. It's just different being on a bike than being in a car.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Stacy had to go.
Okay.
She didn't feel too good. But,
hopefully she feels better soon. But, yeah, I mean, in the day when I used to ride all the time, you know, it's just a completely different feeling, atmosphere than what it is being in the vehicle.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I had was 2 hours of trying to grab all the mess on my hair.
Yeah,
that up in a ponytail, you're still digging some bugs out of your hair.
Yeah, I had to, I always put mine in a ponytail.
Otherwise, well, I did too, but.
Otherwise, clusterfuck.
Yeah. And there were days I just said, screw it, and let the hair fly.
Yeah. Let me, they got something going on. I'm going to play this song and I'll be right back.
Okay.
What do you think about?
I hate this shit.
Are they messing with us?
Yeah.
Good song.
Thank you.
I can't get back. They keep jacking up with the songs. Yeah, so I'm just gonna cut it short.
Okay. Well, have a great night, and sorry yeah.
You too. I'm not gonna give him anymore. I'm not even gonna acknowledge him anymore.
No, I know.
All right.
Well, have a great night, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.